Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body,
everywhere I go.
Empowerment Inc. Radio. And this is Kingdom Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you? Hope you are doing great. Let's go ahead and get started. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you. Thank you for sending Jesus to come and die for us. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We are here, Lord. We need your help. We need your support. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I'm going to be talking about understanding the types of wisdom. You know, last week, I was talking about how I spoke about loving people and hating injustice. I think that was very good. So I encourage you to go right. And when we do that, we are able to apply wisdom in everything, right? We are in everything, we have to apply wisdom. So the question is, what type of wisdom are we applying? Very, very important today. Hallelujah. So we are going to read from the book text which I have, the book of James, chapter 3. And we are going to read from verse 13 to 8. So as long as you are online, can you go ahead and read that, please? Hello? So you want to read James chapter 3 from verse 13 to 18. Okay, since I lost, I'm reading from 13 to 18. It said, who is a wise man and endowed with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Verse 15. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Just a moment. So, say, verse 16 says, but for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Wow, that's good. So are you there now? Hello? Are you there? Okay, try now. Okay, let's go ahead and continue. Here we have two kinds of wisdom. Some translation, they call it heavenly versus demonic wisdom. And some others call it two kinds of wisdom, earthly and godly wisdom. Some call it true wisdom or false wisdom or impure wisdom that comes from the earth, and true wisdom comes from what? From God. Different kinds of trying to draw a difference between the two kinds of wisdom. So one of the solutions for the problem of controlling our tongue is seeking divine wisdom. Now, if you look at the beginning of that chapter, that is James chapter 3, James has been talking about our tongue. See, taming our tongue. Because most of our problem is as a result of our tongue, the way we have used our tongue. Use our tongue to either destroy or to kill or to make or to produce hatred or to love. So it's telling us to tame our tongue because we have tongue trouble. You see, somebody has, when we have spoken any word, it's hard to retrace back. That is why it's very important for us to show how we speak slowly. That is, we believers should be slow to speak and quick to hear. Again, the person who possesses godly wisdom will meekly show it with works, not just words. That is, we believers, that is, the body of Christ, should be slow to speak. Hallelujah. And you see that he talks about that in James chapter 1, verse 19. Okay? So evil produces what? Confusion. The wisdom that comes from the earth. Okay. Let's quickly go over that verse again. From verse 15 actually. Okay. 14. Let's go from 14. And I'm going to use he said, but if you harbor just a moment, if you have bitter jealousy or envy and are selfish, that is selfish ambition in your heart, that is not bragging or boasting. See, when we are bragging or boasting, right, it produces lie that hides what? The truth. It hides what? The truth. That is, we try to cover off the truth. You know, a very good example we may be able to give at this time, which has produced the current unrest in the nations, in the USA, and all over the world, this George Floyd case. We clearly saw it on the video that somebody was resting comfortably on the neck of a human being, and he was begging for life, for saying, please, please, please. You can see somebody pleading for his life to be rescued. Three other people were watching as if it was a movie. They were enjoying the fun. Now he passed on. Now time for finding out what killed this guy. And they came out with autopsy saying that he died of heart problem. I mean, it's clear from everybody that his life was snuffed out by somebody resting on his neck. So you can see the truth was covered up. So when we lie and boast, we produce lie, and that cover up the truth. And that is wisdom from the earth. It's saying here, he said, this kind of wisdom does not come from God. It does not come from above. Does not come from heaven, but this wisdom that people are using, that the world is using, is earthly. It is natural. It is soulish. It is unspiritual. And it's what? Devilish.
that is demonic, from Satan, from devil. Why? He said, where jealousy and self-ambition is, there will always be war, confusion, and every evil practice. Then now, verse 17, he began to talk about a wisdom that we so dearly need in our day, in our time. Verse 17 says, he said, but the wisdom that comes from God, that is from above, is first of all pure, then peaceful, that is loving peace, and gentle, patient with what? One another, irrespective of where you come from, irrespective of what you have done until proven guilty, irrespective of whether you are from this, that, considerate, having empathy with one another, loving one another, and easy to please, that is willing to yield and open to reason. And he also wrote that this wisdom is always ready to help those who are troubled. And this wisdom is ready to do good for others. And this wisdom is what we need to do to have, that is full of mercy and good fruits. And this wisdom is always fair. You know, I talked about last week, hating injustice. Where injustice reigns, that is not God. It's earthly. It's worldly. It's unspiritual. It's demonic. One of the ways we know we have not the Spirit of God is for us to pervert justice, is to be unfair, to be impartial, and not honest. He said, wisdom that comes from above is always fair, always honest, always sincere, always unhypocritical. So people who work for peace in a peaceful way plant a good crop of right living. That is, they are peacemaker who sow with peace, and we harvest a crop of justice and righteousness, which is so important. So if we don't apply justice, we don't apply righteousness, we are having a wisdom of God that comes from the earth, and it's what? Sensual and demonic. So this is what we have been talking about. Again, we have main characteristics of godly wisdom is that it is pure, meaning it is free from what? Defilement. You know, when something is pure, it's free from what? Defilement. And you have bitterness, envy, and selfish ambition, that is strife behavior, thoroughly corrupt a person. That is bitterness, envy, strife can make us impure. That is, you know, I talk about that the wisdom that comes from God is pure. So, but when we then have bitterness, envy, and strife within us, we have corrupted ourselves and we are not pure. So we have a different kinds of wisdom. Now, we need to apply wisdom in everything, everything. supply wisdom in our family, in our work, in our job, business, career. We have to apply wisdom. So godly wisdom is, first of all, peaceable. That is describing a spirit of tranquility and peace. Calmness. This does not suggest that we have to compromise the truth for the sake of peace. In other words, we have to voice our opinion and not be quiet that this is what we need to talk about, telling us what we need to say, what we need to do, our justice. So it does not suggest compromising truths just for the sake of peace, which will promote falsehood. In addition, godly wisdom is undivided, without favoritism, unwavering and consistent, without hypocrisy. You know, there are hypocrites today. They are here, they are there, they are not sincere. They see the truth, they say it's false. They see white, they say, no, it's red. So they are impartial. They are partial. They are hypocritical. Okay? So true wisdom is sincere and what? Unpretentious. True wisdom is what? Sincere and what? Unpretentious. Now, the difference between the word and godly wisdom is that when we move towards the world, we alienate ourselves from God. That is, when we move towards the world, we alienate ourselves from God. You know, in the world, sin is considered acceptable and loving and pleasurable. Okay? Ultimately, the world has lost its awareness of sin, and therefore, sin has become a habitual lifestyle. Has become what? A habitual lifestyle. Hallelujah. If we are wise and if we understand God's way, so we have to prove it by living a honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from what? Wisdom. But if we are bitter, if we are jealous, and there is self-centeredness in our heart, we kind of cover up the truth. And we always lie, we always boast, we say this, we say that, which is just not the truth. So where jealousy or envy or emulation and self-centeredness, selfishness, where they are not God's kind of wisdom. Those things are what? Earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. Evil of every kind. You find demons, they are there. You see? But there's another kind of wisdom that we need. That is, we pray for this kind of wisdom. It's a wisdom that is, first of all, pure. It's always peace-loving. Like I said before, this does not suggest compromising truth just for the sake of what? Peace. In other words, we have to voice truth. We have to seek truth. We have to seek justice. We have to ask for love. We have to ask for the truth to be said. That is willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy. And the fruit of what? Good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always what? Sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant this kind of fruit. And they will reap what? A harvest of peace and righteousness. Isn't this wonderful? Okay. So I just wanted us to encourage ourselves this morning. And I hope you are blessed. So we have to stay with the word of God. We have to apply wisdom in everything. Let us love. Let us love. Let us love. Love. Let me quickly conclude this with this chapter. Okay. Okay. So let me just conclude this. I want to just quickly for 2 minutes like left with me now. He said Corinthians chapter 13. Okay. He said, I'm reading from verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have no love, I have become sounding brass or a changing cymbal. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Verse 4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed off. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Verse 6. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse 7 said, bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Verse 8. Love never fails. But where there are prophecy, they will fail. Okay? And so on and so forth. Read it down to verse 13 of that chapter. Verse 13 says, it says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest is love. Isn't that amazing? So the greatest is still love, because God is love. And we are children of God, and God is love, meaning we are children of love, and we need to walk in love, act love, live love, so on and so forth. So we love you. God loves you. See you next time.